Translation. Gajendra, because Gajendra, king of the elephants, had been touched directly by the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was immediately freed from all material ignorance and bondage. Thus he received the salvation of Swarupya Mukti, in which he achieved the same bodily features as the Lord, being dressed in yellow garments and possessing four hands. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If one is favoured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by having his gross body touched by the Lord, his body turns into spiritual body and he can go back home, back to Godhead. Gajendra assumed a spiritual body when his body was touched by the Lord. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj assumed his spiritual body in this way. Archana Pandati. Daily worship of the deity provides an opportunity to touch the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus it enables one to be fortunate enough to get a spiritual body and go back to Godhead. Not only by touching the body of the Supreme Lord, but simply by hearing about his pastimes, chanting his glories, touching his feet, and offering worship. In other words, by serving the Lord, somehow or other, one is purified of material contamination. This is the result of touching the Supreme Lord. One who is a pure devotee, Anyabalishita Shunyam, who acts according to the Shastra and the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, certainly becomes purified like Gajendra, and he assumes a spiritual body and returns home back to Godhead. Om Ganti Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Vando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Rishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Gajendra eventually got the benediction of being touched by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so this is the aspiration of all devotees, to be touched by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as Gajendra found, it's not so straightforward. He had to undergo, although he's performing devotional service very nicely, a reversal came into his life. For no reason at all, he was, you know, beyond his own ability to understand, he was cursed by a great sage, which is actually a contradiction. Agastya Muni is a very elevated person. And it says that Titikshisva Karunika Suridhar Sravadenam Ajata Shatravashanta Sadhava Sadhabhushana, that a devotee is full of all good qualities, a sadhu. Titikshisva Karunika, he has no enemies, he doesn't take offence. So these are contradictions that Agastya Muni would, just like Parikshit Maharaj, the same thing occurred. He was a great sage as well as he was a Raja Rishi. both a great king and a great sage. And yet he took offense against just not being greeted by a sadhu. And at that time, people would meditate for many, you know, it wouldn't be a difficult thing or an unusual thing to walk into a hermitage and find a sage deeply in meditation. Even in the temple sometimes we might go into a room and somebody might be so absorbed in what they're doing that, you know, they don't actually take much notice. But do we say, I curse you. You'll take birth of the lizard. So these are, when we, things like this happen, we can understand that it's the when these unusual things happen, we can understand it's the hand of the Lord. And so therefore, Gajendra, he had no alternative but to accept that curse. He asked for pardon, for mercy, and the sage said, you will be touched by, at some future time by the Supreme Lord. And then you will become free from all material life. And so this is what happens in devotees' lives, that when they become advanced enough to take these knocks, then Krishna can give the knocks. In the beginning, we have to be wrapped in cotton wool and treated very carefully, because otherwise we can't take too much knocking about. We're very fragile. But after some time, we get pushed about a little bit. Well, if we're this three ways we learn, we either learn by hearing. If we can learn by hearing, there's no problem. We don't have to get pushed about. But if we don't learn by hearing, then there has to be a few gentle shoves, then a little bit stronger, and eventually a big shove. So usually it's a big shove, and then we come up ready for more. There's one devotee in Manchester. He must be one of the devotees who can. He got the biggest appetite for material suffering. He must be up there at the top of the league. He used to come to the temple. He wouldn't see him for some time. And then he'd come. and then he'd, you know, he'd get into devotional service for a few days or a few hours. Then he'd be ready again for another bout. And he'd go out. And then you see him in the local village, Wally Range. And he'd be on drugs. He'd be mixing with all the wrong people. You know, one day he got all his front teeth knocked out. So Krishna's, you know, the school of hard knocks means sometimes it's really rough. Just to wake up. I don't know whether I mentioned it before, but his dad rang up to the temple one day. He said, is Patrick McFadgen there? And I do know Patrick. He says, is he still alive? He looks as if you're going to leave his body at any moment. So sometimes it has to go to that and beyond this actually particular lifetime, you know, into another lifetime, and sometimes down to the lower species. But it's all purification. It's all the touch of the Lord. But we can have different kinds of touches. So we have to be careful. Some of them are very, very strong. but generally, a devotee comes in three categories. There's the... What is it? Acharya Meva Haraye. What is it? Anybody know the rest of it? Pujam Yeshwaraye Hate. Bhaktishu Natad Bhakta Prakrita Smitaha. Prakrita Bhakta means that we're just seeing ourselves as being important. We tend to concentrate. It says we worship the deity and we see ourselves and God. And we tend to not see the devotees. It's natural, isn't it? It's not a difficult thing. In the beginning of devotional service, we're coming from a situation where, you know, it's very, very difficult. Every which way you go, you get suffering. And we're looking for relief. So a devotee comes and he just thinks, let me get some relief. And just concentrates on his devotional service for some time. Not everybody. Some devotees, four types of devotees come. Some come and they're more elevated. But generally we come and we have to focus on ourselves. So this is not wrong. That, you know, we tend to neophyte. Well, no, this is the beginning. And then after some time, when we're a little bit settled and we've been treated with proper due respect and nurtured, then automatically we'll want to give that to others. And then we come to the second stage, Ishvara Tadajineshu, Balisheshu Dvisatsu Cha, Prema Maitri Kripopshe Cha, Sa Bhakta Karoti Samadjamaha, Madhyam Bhakta. So on this platform, then one can start to act in a natural way as a devotee. One's able to deal with situations, see the situation for what it is and act accordingly. We say he has love for the Supreme Lord, he has a reciprocation with the devotees, and he shows mercy to those who are ignorant or innocent, and he avoids the atheistic. But we can see also within the association of devotees that at this stage he can take the purification that's required if needed. So therefore Krishna starts to work on the devotee with more concentration, because the devotee is aware of the process of devotional service, and by this he can become purified. He can see the Lord in all different activities, or he's aware of the different manifestations of the Lord. He may not see him all the time inside and outside, but he can see the Lord in the sphere of his activities, and there, so very quickly he can make progress. So this is very important. That Prabhupada said that a devotee comes to this Madhyama platform, because on the Kanista platform we are soon knocked from our particular situation, and we can take shelter of the material energy again at any moment, because we're not knowing how to take shelter in the association of devotees. But a Madhyama is able to see whether a situation's good or whether it's a reversal, that it's actually a benediction, it's the touch of the Lord. And therefore he can tolerate. Prabhupada said that, didn't he? I mentioned yesterday or the day before that tolerating is really the beginning of devotional service. In the first stage we're tolerating the austerities. But later on we have to tolerate on a higher platform, on the subtle platform, the mental and intellectual platform, because this is more fragile. It's more difficult to tolerate on that platform. If the if the body's hurt, sticks and stones may break my bones. This is the wrong way around, actually, but words will never hurt me. It's the other way around. Sticks and stones can break the bones and we can recover, but when somebody really hurts the false ego or the heart, then it's very difficult. So then the next stage is more or less what this particular verse is talking about, is that Nācha Tanishu Bhaktishu, Bhagavat Bhakta Atmanaha Bhavat Bhavati Atmani Esha Bhagavata Uttama, the Uttama Bhakti. So he's on the platform of seeing Krishna inside everybody. He doesn't see the person. If he sees the person, he immediately remembers part and parcel of Krishna. And he sees everything else in relationship to Krishna, whatever he comes in contact with. And he sees also that everything's situated in the energy of the Lord. Prabhupada, we have to practice this. It's not that one day, dying, it's there, you know. It's practice. He said, when we see something, we see the body, and then we have to remember the soul. And we've seen that there's a combination there. And we meditate on that. And by practice, we start to see like that. Prabhupada says that in one purport. It's not a difficult thing, is it? We stop and check ourselves. What was the next one? We see everything in relationship to Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example of when parents, they'll see the child's shoes, and immediately they'll remember the child. Is that right? And Prabhupada said this is an example of how to see Krishna everywhere. Everything we see in relationship to Krishna. Prabhupada was once asked by one reporter. The reporter was saying, "Your grace, your divine grace, I understand that you can see Krishna everywhere. you always see Krishna. Is that right? Prabhupada said, yes. And it was the parents of one devotee. Anyway, whatever it was. But anyway, this devotee who was next to Prabhupada, he could see that they were actually really fazed by this statement that he could see God everywhere. And so he said, what Prabhupada means, he means he can see, and he gave the example of seeing the child's shoes, and the Prabhupada said, no, I can see Krishna all the time. So it seems like there's also that platform as well. But Prabhupada, for this purpose, he quotes that we see the child's shoes. Anyway, it said that if we carry on doing Sankirtan, one day we'll see Lord Chaitanya, especially door to door. You do door to door. You'll knock at the door, and we'll open the door. Come in. Not on the street, though. Only kidding. So, 6:30, there's Yoman Pashyati Sarvatar. Yoman Pashyati Sarvatar. Savam Chamai Pashyati. Tushyahamna Pranashati. Sachamena Pranashati. That one who sees me everywhere and sees everything inside is never lost. He's never lost to me. And so this is the idea, isn't it? Devotional service means the action. Back to yoga, he said, Prabhupada many times calls devotional service, and what does he add after that? What does he have? Quite often. And I didn't used to twig at first. I thought it's the same. It's a devotional service in Krishna consciousness. So it seems like there's a difference, and that's the problem, isn't it? Yena tena prakarina Krishna mara, Krishna smara, remember Krishna, nishevayet. Sarva vedishu etayat eva kinkara. It means that one should remember Krishna and never forget him. All different instructions in the Shastra are servant of this one instruction. And so when we find problems, it's because of that lack of seeing the connection. We're performing service in a mechanical way. A mechanical service will only keep us engaged for so long. After a while, it becomes boring, doesn't it? But Krishna's the source of all everything, all manifestations, all diversities. They're unlimited. So when we remember Krishna in the service, it means that service has got all different diversities, all different tastes that we can experience. In the spiritual world, this is exactly what's happening, isn't it? The devotees are constantly seeing everything in relation to Krishna. And every day, from eternity to eternity, is completely different. And so what to speak of, you know, this short lifespan, 70 years on average. So Prabhupada said, come to that point, seeing Krishna in the sphere of our activities. Prabhupada says that in the Bhagavad Gita. One comes to the point of seeing Krishna in the sphere of all his activities. So Vishwanath asked, so what does it mean in this verse, in this purport to this 6:30 in the Bhagavad Gita? He says this is a stage beyond liberation. Krishna becomes everything for the devotee, and the devotee becomes full in loving Krishna. An intimate relationship then exists between the Lord and the devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never out of sight of the devotee. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, the devotee always sees the Lord with his different senses. Prabhupada, when he used to take prasadam, it used to take him 40 minutes to take prasadam, and he only had a little bit. And he always used to take on his own. He was actually absorbed in taking prasadam. He saw it as a service. So we can see how in every activity we have to practice that. If we really want a taste for devotional service, it sounds not so hard to come to that topmost platform if we really want it. It depends on one's focus. When we become focused on a particular activity, it becomes very much quicker to achieve, doesn't it? A person who's focused. What's that? What's that verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which says, focus, whatever situation you're in, focus. Akama, sarva kama va, moksha kama udari. Whatever we want all enjoyment. We don't need any enjoyment. We're on the spiritual platform. Or we want liberation, bhakti yoga. And but it mentions one verse, tivrena. Tivrena means, what does it mean? It means focused. And it gives the example like a sun ray. A sun ray is like a laser. A laser is like a sun ray, actually. It's focused, so powerful. One little bit of light can burn a hole in a foot-thick metal if it stays there long enough. Why? Because it's focused. And so this is what we are coming to, that stage of being focused. So another way we see the Lord, it's not just a matter of the Lord being touched by the Lord. We get a chance to touch the deity when we're doing deity worship. And we're all waiting to get the Brahman thread so we can be touched. And then we've achieved perfection. Is that right? That's what this verse says. No, a devotee can perform puja in any situation. Even singing Mangalarti's puja. But atapi, there's one nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that explains the mood. Atapi te deva bhajam bhuya tvaya prasadat lasen o grihita evi janati tadvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya ekopi chiranvachintam. Said one who speculates in his activities to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he'll never be able to see him for many, many births together. But one who surrenders to his lotus feet, one who's been touched by the mercy of the Lord's, by a grain of the mercy of the Lord's lotus feet, he can understand the Lord completely. So that's what we're after in devotional service. And how do we best get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Gajendra did the opposite. Or even unwittingly, he caused an offence to Agastya Muni. But if we actually serve devotees, then this is the best way to get that mercy. If we can actually relish the association of devotees properly, then we're well situated in devotional service. Because actually by the devotee is a touchstone. You remember this word, touch? The devotee is a touchstone. That's how we touch the Lord, by the mercy of the devotees. And it happens so many times, if we please a devotee, so many avenues open up. Has anybody found that? Just by a little bit of service, so many things become auspicious in our life. Just by accepting some advice from a devotee, and we follow that advice very sincerely, then things open up, obstacles are cleared. Very little time. So this is the key. This is why it says that we should hear this philosophy in the association of devotees. The philosophy is the thing that focuses in devotional service. We're hearing the philosophy, and this is making our goal very clear in life. And then we can go about obtaining that goal. And so, satam prasangam mama viri samvido bhajanti ritkana rasayanakata tajoshinapapavargavartmari shraddha ratir bhakti anukramashyati. That if we treasure this hearing in the association of devotees, then we get a taste. Srinvatam svakata Krishna punya shravana tirtana. And then if we're serious about hearing, then Krishna cleanses the heart from within. He says the biggest thing we can get rid of is the attachment to the opposite sex. It seems an impossible thing to overcome. But it's possible by Krishna's mercy. He says many stalwarts have become victim of sex life. But if we gradually hear, this sex life will recede from the mind and will the devotee become peaceful. And so, hearing, what does it mean? Hearing in the association of devotees, and also hearing tapes, reading in the books. If we're regularly hearing, then we're well situated. Everybody's hearing, what is it, last night? Or the night before? I went up till 1 o'clock in the morning. So this is concentrated hearing. Sometimes we have to do that and to get rid of all the, you know, it starts coming in all the garbage and it's hard to shift after some time. So sometimes it's good just to have some time just hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. It actually lifts us out of that difficulty. It's the last thing a devotee wants to do, isn't it? When we get into that mindset, last thing we want to do is hear and chant. Well, that's what we have to do. We have to park ourselves in the association of devotees and hear and chant. And then everything becomes clear again. It's the answer to all our problems, actually. We can have so much, what is it? We can have so much one-to-one sangha with devotees, counselling, and these are like things which do help. But the biggest counselling is actually hearing the holy name. You know, reading the books with attention, trying to understand them. And then, you know, the counselling starts right at the root. I was talking to one devotee yesterday, I passed him in the car, we were reading. And he was coming, you know, he was like overflowing with realizations he was getting from reading the Bhagavatam. Do you know? And he was telling me his realizations, they were deep. They were really purifying. And so this is what we're looking for, that, you know, that hearing, reeling regularly. You know, we get into the work, is it the work ethos? No time. We've got to get, life short, Prabhu. We've got to get as much done for our Lord Chaitanya as we can. But no, actually, if we're here for the rest of his lifetime about Lord Chaitanya, that will please him the most. And then that's the real austerity, isn't it? Is it? What's the real austerity in devotional service? It's not. It's hearing. This is the sacrifice for the age. I was going to say something then. Lost it. Yeah, hearing. We were talking about hearing. Yeah, that's it. Sacrifice, austerity, tapasya. What does Lord Chaitanya say about that? When Lord Chaitanya sees the austerities, or what I say, the renunciation of his devotees. Does anybody know that verse? When Lord Chaitanya sees the renunciation of his Mahaprabhura Bhakta Kaneda Vairagya Pradhan. When Lord Chaitanya sees the renunciation of his devotees, he becomes extremely pleased. And so we have to know what is the tapasya we should be performing. Usually it's the most difficult thing. Pure devotional service. So this performance of pure devotional, this performance of devotional service, especially hearing and chanting, it removes this upadi. Does everybody know what upadi is? Sarva upadi vinirmuktam. They become zero. Tatparat vinanirmam. Rishikesha rishikena. Sevanam bhakti uchite. That when we serve the Lord with our senses, especially the hearing sense, it says then all these two things happen. We become freed from these upadis, this material designation, and the senses become purified. And with purified senses, we can actually taste devotional service. And not until we become freed from our bodily conception and can we actually really taste devotional service. Devotional service is not on the material platform. Is serving Krishna on the spiritual platform. Atak Sri Krishna Namani Nama Vetgrem Indriya Seven Mukhi Jivado Swayameva Spurachyada. We cannot perceive Krishna, we can't feel Krishna's touch without that purification. And it's starting from the tongue, prasadam, and speaking about Krishna and hearing about Krishna. Unless we hear about Krishna, then what comes out of the tongue will be just croaking. We won't be able to speak about Krishna unless we're hearing regularly. When we're hearing regularly, then we speak automatically. Just like this devotee I passed. I just stopped and he was speaking about devotional service. He didn't want to talk about anything else. And then we can come to Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Kamada Navritam, Anakulyena Krishna No Shilam Bhakti Uttama. Pure devotional service begins when we free from any designation and we serve Krishna favorably. This is called Uttama Bhakti. It talks about in Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto, Manjuji Mam Namaskaru, Mami Vaishati Satyam Te, Prajitane Priyosimi. That we serve with four things, with a mind, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage to me. Thus you will come to me without fail. So criteria for pure devotional service is actually, it's the shelter of the spiritual master. If we take the proper shelter of the spiritual master, that's a medium for obtaining devotional, pure devotional service. We sing every morning, Yashat Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yashat Prasadam, Nagati Kato. That when we serve very sincerely the mood of the mission of the spiritual master, then the devotees make very rapid progress.